I just really enjoyed having the opportunity to bring a team of teachers together and work through this and learn alongside of them, but also knowing that we have someone who is sort of like our coach that we could reach out to, and they really were able to join our team and give us, you know, feedback on where we're going and help support our school team as we work through all of this together and learn new strategies to help our students be successful.
Good morning, Montgomery County, and welcome to the OPL podcast with MCIU. My name is Brandon Langer, and I am the Program Administrator for Instructional Technology in the Office of Professional Learning. And we have a great conversation today regarding UDL, a terrific team in our county footprint that has been engaging with our UDL PLC teams. And we have two project consultants as well on the call that are going to help guide our conversation and just hear about the awesome learning that's been going on with the UDL PLCs. I'm going to pass it over to Sarah to get us started.
Hi, my name is Sarah Meisner. I'm a project consultant that focuses on literacy and English language development, and I've been fortunate to be working with the UDL team for about a year and a half now. So this was our first PLC that Erin and I got to work with.
Hi, I'm Erin Barry. I am a project consultant in the Office of Professional Learning at MCIU. I focus in the areas of math, inclusion. I'm on the STEM team, and I also get to be part of the UDL team as well. Just like Sarah said, I joined probably a little over a year ago, so we've been fortunate enough to be part of the journey through our UDL PLC work. And I'm going to pass it over to Tanya.
Hi, I'm Tanya Swavely, and I'm principal at Inglewood Elementary School in the North Penn School District.
And I'm Megan Smith. I'm a fifth grade teacher here at Inglewood who is working alongside my co-teacher to implement some of the different UDL strategies.
Hi, I'm Carolyn Collins. I'm a special education teacher at Inglewood Elementary, and I support fourth and fifth grade. And like Mike said, I co-teach with her.
Awesome. We were fortunate enough this past fall during our UDL PLC Cycle 1 to have this awesome team from Inglewood participate with us, learn alongside us. We learned a lot from them. So we're kind of interested in just talking a little bit about how your team was part of this cycle and how you would describe this learning opportunity in comparison maybe to other opportunities that you've engaged in before with professional learning.
So I'm Megan Smith, as I said earlier, and I co-teach fifth grade. And when this opportunity was presented to us, I felt like this was a really great opportunity to learn some new tools and things that would help the kids to feel and be successful in the classroom, especially with, you know, a year that was certainly challenging and different from any year we have experienced before in the past, with the kids being home and some being in person. And we've had the opportunity to engage in a few different professional developments throughout the fall. They've really been just a wealth of information, but it's been really great to be able to explore and learn ways that we can include some of these strategies within our classroom.
It's Carolyn Collins again. Something I really liked about this was we've been doing inclusive practices in North Penn for a really long time here. I'd say like at least 5 years. But UDL kind of reintroduced how to take away boundaries in certain situations and just allowing students, you know, that are on my caseload that are in the gen ed classroom along with the gen ed population to really re-look at those inclusive practices and see what we can do to better their experience in the classroom. Something else I also liked was the PLCs on the Thursday night, because we were able to engage with other schools and see what they were doing. And just comparing across districts was a nice opportunity as well.
And I'll add on, this is Tanya Swaley, principal at Inglewood. I just really enjoyed having the opportunity to bring a team of teachers together and work through this and learn alongside of them, but also knowing that we have someone who is sort of like our coach that we could reach out to, and they really were able to join our team and give us, you know, feedback on where we're going and help support our school team as we work through all of this together and learn new strategies to help our students be successful.
Great. Thank you. Within this PLC, part of the work was designed around creating a goal for your team. Can you talk to us a little bit about the goal you choose and the work your team has been engaged in as a result?
So the goal that we chose had to do with student engagement. And one of the reasons we chose this as our goal was because it's also associated with one of our school goals. So we wanted to make sure that some of the learning opportunities that we were engaged in had a kind of school-wide purpose. So we talked through and realized that engagement, student engagement, was definitely something that we wanted to work on.
And with regards to that goal around student engagement, I know throughout the PLC, we had many conversations and Sarah and I joined you in your team meetings and whatnot, but would you be able to highlight maybe some of the success you felt with the goal you set and what you maybe found to be more challenging?
So the challenging part of this was kind of wrapping our head around what this goal meant, because it is such a, I think it's a broad spectrum of what we're looking at. So really narrowing it down to what we were looking for was kind of a challenge, and what exactly engagement looks like, especially if we're talking about an elementary school, talking about what it looks like in a primary grade versus, fifth and sixth grade is going to be very different. So working as a team in that manner was a little difficult. But one of the successes that I thought was really awesome is we had the kids, as part of our goal, fill out this Google form talking about their engagement in class. And Meg and I reviewed it. They only did it like a week or two ago. And we reviewed it. And some of the things talking about engagement were very simple. Like they said the blinds were open. And it can be very distracting because we now hold gym class out there. So simple things that you don't think of as a teacher, and simply just closing the blinds where they're like, I want to work with my friends or work in groups, and things that Meg and I would not mind in the classroom, but things that we needed to better communicate with them that they were able to do to be more engaged in class. So I think allowing the kids to give feedback on what they're feeling in class was super important.
I also thought it was interesting too, since our team that we had together was from kindergarten all the way up to sixth grade. So having those conversations, we had a kindergarten teacher that said, this is something that I'm trying with my 5 and 6 year olds. Maybe we could tweak it for fifth grade, or this is a strategy that's really engaging for the younger students, and let's see ways that we could implement this for the older kids. So I just think having that opportunity to come together as a school team, and we sat down and we looked at the different framework and we said, okay, this is what we believe as a school team that engagement looks like. So now how can we model this for the students in the classroom? So I just always think it's powerful to have those conversations where we're reflecting and we're really looking at it through the lens of how our students are learning and growing.
Yeah, I would agree. And one thing I love about this team is the way that you have used the students to collect the data. You've embedded them in it. When we talk about UDL a lot, we talk about building expert learners. And I see that in the work that you're doing by including them and making them a part of this goal that you guys are working on. So that's really very cool. I love it.
And I must say, too, that's kudos to Megan and Carolyn. They said, hey, we'll try it out. We don't know. We're learning together, but we'll open up our doors. And they kind of really just let us work with them and try new strategies with their students. That was also wonderful that they were willing to open up the doors and try this out as a school team together.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Since we just wrapped up cycle one, what does your team plan to do with the learning moving forward?
So moving forward, we are going to be in cycle two. Team members reached out to us and said we would really love to move forward with the next round of training to just really even deepen our understanding more. We also just love having, the coaches that help us out and come to our team meetings to discuss the next steps. And what I really wanted to do was build up the knowledge within what we call our own small UDL team here at Englewood. And then next year or in the spring, we really want to open this up to all staff members. But I truly believe now that this team has that expertise and the learning through it together with me, they'll be a great resource for other staff in the building as we model strategies and have them join this process of learning about UDL with us.
Yeah, I think moving forward, I felt like after cycle one, just because we had so much engagement from the students and we were really looking at a longer process, I'm excited to continue with cycle two and to have the coaches availability to talk to all of us through this process, because we just gave the survey to students, so we want to continue to grow throughout the rest of the year. And I think something I'm looking forward to is seeing how I can adapt to the younger grades, because like we said, we're in fifth grade, but how is this applicable to a kindergarten classroom or a first grade classroom? So that is a joy of having all of our co-teachers and different grade levels on this team.
I think that's one of the best things I keep hearing in these conversations with Aaron, Sarah, Jesse, and Lauren. Every time I come to the table and I just hear people talk about engaging in this work, the conversations are good and they keep going. I keep hearing a common theme of growth and goal setting. And that seems like it should be innate in education, is to be in a constant state of growth and goal setting. But this UDL, I'll use the term conversation, it just starts so many different sub-conversations. And I love that this team is also highlighting it. Aaron, I think you said this, straight to the kids, or Sarah, maybe you said it, getting the kids' input on the room. They know what the barriers are sometimes more than any of us. So that's really exciting to hear that was one of the outcomes for all of you.
With that being said, we really do appreciate you at Inglewood joining us today to engage in some conversation around your experience with the PLC work. We're hoping to continue our connection as we move forward, and we appreciate you taking a few minutes out of your Monday morning to join us on this podcast. I know I appreciate it. Sarah and Brandon, we're all very appreciative of your time.
Absolutely. And we look forward to continuing the journey on cycle two.
We do as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yep.
Thank you.
So once again, this is the OPL podcast. Be sure to check out our site, learn.mciu.org. You can follow us on Twitter. You can also follow the UDL partners at UDL Partners on Twitter as well. If you're hearing this around the county and you'd like to come on the podcast to share any special work going on within your footprint, whether it's UDL related or just education in general, we'd love to have you. And once again, my name is Brandon Langer. Thank you for listening.